Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Our sermon text for today is from the Old Testament lesson appointed for the fifth Sunday in the season of Lent. I read to you from Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I said to him, I answered, O Lord God, you know. And then he said to me, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. And you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and the skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, and we are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. Thus far the text for today. I invite you to join with me in prayer. Gracious God, loving Heavenly Father, this message is for those who look to you for hope, and I pray that you help us to strengthen us in faith by the presence of your Holy Spirit. Help us to hear this word and especially grow in faith because of it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord, friends, this past week I was talking with a lawyer, one of those, of course, having been declared an essential service and all, and he was telling me that his law office was receiving quite a few calls, and I thought, well, okay, with regards to last wills and testaments, maybe that would be the case, but that wasn't the case at all. He said the calls actually were coming in from people seeking divorces. And he quipped, he said, we'd only been shut down for a couple of weeks as a province, and already people can't stand one another. Of course, we can't really blame COVID-19 for that increase in phone calls. These divorces are just another indicator of how weak and heavy laden our society actually is. There are a lot of people out there right now who've been running on fumes seemingly forever, relationally, economically, and psychologically. Biblically, all of those three things are tied to sin. Relationally, sin separates us from God and from one another. Economically, sin causes us to toil. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat from it all the days of your life. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember God saying that to Adam in the garden. Cursed are you because of cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it. And sin, having entered into our hearts, brought about sensations of guilt as well, sorrow and fear of judgment. It also brought about the sense of being wronged or harmed at the hands of others. The trail of damage sin caused us was far greater than something that we could just describe as a psychological pain, but instead, this is something that burdens our souls, our very souls. Talk about a valley of dry bones. But we have to think for a minute. We have to stop for a minute here and consider what this pericope is all about, what this reading is all about today. The valley isn't actually a place of death and despair. It once was, yes. But God didn't bring Ezekiel into that place to destroy his hope. Instead, he brought him there to restore it. Can these bones live? God asks him. The question refers to all of Israel. Can Israel live concerning its exile into Babylon? Can it ever be a nation again? History would suggest no. After all, Israel in the years leading up to their exile had practiced the worship of other gods. They'd gone and sacrificed human sacrifices to those gods, the gods of the underworld, and not just any human beings, their own children. So they were indeed the most despicable of sinners, we would say. That's why God allowed them to be led off in chains. They deserved his wrath. He even had the temple destroyed because that was a place that, although it was God's house, they'd desecrated it with their temple worship practices of those human sacrifices. The question we might rather want to ask is, should those bones ever be allowed to live under those circumstances? But then maybe we should ask that question of ourselves too, right? Should we be allowed to live? The truthful examination of the heart would say, no, we are just as sinful as they are. Although their sins were different from ours, we certainly do still sin. But the question isn't, should those bones ever be allowed to live? Should our bones ever be allowed to live? The question is rather, can these bones live? God's calling us to examine his heart instead of our own. Can God restore us to faithfulness? Can he raise up those who are dead in their transgressions? Can he raise us up and restore us to life? He can, and he wills so to do through the death and resurrection of his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, pardon me. So says Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Our Lord looks down upon us as we reflect upon our sins, and he looks through the truth of his word, he acts through the truth of his word, and by the power of his Holy Spirit, he helps us to understand our brokenness before him. And then he extends his grace out over us and gives us this gift of repentance, assuring us that we're not dead in his sight, but very much alive and loved. Satan has led us into slavery. He's brought us down into the pit of death. But God has lifted up the sorrowful and the broken, the contrite, and those who are ashamed to give that gift of life. He rescues the lost, seeking them out individually until he finds them. And those who were maligned and mistreated, he gathers to himself. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will feed them. He will feed them himself and be their shepherd. Ezekiel 34:11-23. Can these dry bones live? The answer isn't just simply a yes, but instead a resounding acknowledgement of who God really is. The bones don't just rise up, they thrive under his care. And this is because God extends to us his Spirit. The Spirit helps us know that we're both named and retained by God, named as His children in the waters of our baptisms, and retained by Him under the protection of His holy love. No human love could ever compare to that kind of love that God has for us. We often claim that we can swim the deepest oceans and climb the highest mountains for those that we love, for the sake of those we love, and yet we fall away so quickly. We can't possibly do those things, but look at what God does instead. God plunges to the depths of our human woes and bears up our sins to the top of Mount Calvary. And there we find His grace. He doesn't write us a certificate of divorce. He sanctifies our marriage to Him by the blood of His Son. And not just once, but every time we sin. Our bones are not dried up. Our hope is not lost. We are never cut off by God. Our key verse reminds us of that. Our key verse today is Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation, only reconciliation. I invite you to take that family worship folder and post it somewhere prominently in your kitchen or wherever it is that you sit and relax, that you can see that verse and have that remind you that God is indeed with you in these days ahead. I'd also encourage you to remember those around you as well. We've practiced a great deal of reaching out to one another, asking if people are okay and asking if their needs are being met in terms of the food that they have for their own tables and the supplies that they have during this pandemic. The same offer should go to forward for them in terms of their spiritual care. Are you okay? Are you well? Do you realize what it is that God did here? He raised up the dead. He made it possible for them to have life and to have it abundantly. Here is the good news that He has given us, the news that we heard in what it is that Ezekiel experienced this day. May those words be on your lips. May they also be on your heart. May they breathe new life into you and into those that are around you as well. May God's Spirit empower you in faith in the weeks ahead. And may you always remember that God is indeed faithful to you and that He seeks to bless not just you, but those around you as well. May we all celebrate the life that God has given us, a life made new in the grace of God, in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you to pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, You reach into our lives and You give us life complete and eternal in Your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Help us to remember that and be strengthened in faith as the weeks go by. Bless us, dear God, with hearts that seek to serve You as well, to reach out to those around us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.